This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The spokeswoman for Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, Kira Yarmish, Saturday confirmed that Navalny has died in Russian custody, citing an official notice given to Navalny's mother earlier Saturday. Speaking in a video statement, Yarmish said the official notice said Navalny died at 2:17 p.m. local time Friday. Russian prison officials said the 47-year-old Navalny fell unconscious and died after a walk at the Polar Wolf Arctic Penal Colony, about 1,900 kilometers northeast of Moscow, where he was serving a three-decade-long sentence. VOA's Russian service correspondent Misha Komodovsky told VOA's Global Crisis Program there's already reason to question the official Russian version of how Navalny passed.
I met with his wife.
That, of course, was the wrong sound on that. I apologize. In comments Friday from the White House, U.S. President Joe Biden said, make no mistake, Russian President Vladimir Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. On the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference Saturday, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris held bilateral talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in which she reiterated the United States' unwavering support for Ukraine. Zelensky used the security conference to make a pitch for more military aid to sustain its war against Russia and its President Vladimir Putin. A U.S. aid package passed on a strong bipartisan vote in the U.S. Senate this week and awaits a vote in the U.S. House, where Republican leaders have been coy about when they will bring it up for a vote, if ever. Speaking to reporters in Munich alongside Zelensky, Harris said political gamesmanship has no role to play when it comes to standing with an ally as it endures an unprovoked aggression.
Politics should play no role in standing for the fact that Vladimir Putin, through his leadership of Russia, has shown himself to be fundamentally hostile to democratic principles.